Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
Up, beautiful people, welcome to this Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. That's right, you have made it to the end of the week as we truck along here and the summer days dwindle on down. You know, you can really feel fall knocking on the door right now, especially because it's been a bit cool this week, right? I mean, it hasn't been your typical August month. Here in the state of Michigan, I should say, just because I'm used to, like, we're all used to scorching hot temperatures around this time. But, you know, we've seen lows in the 50s and highs, you know, barely scratching the early 70s. Right. So next week, though, is expected. It's expected to warm up a bit. It will get warmer as today moves along, and we'll keep you warm by bringing you another sizzling hot off the press edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Folks, there is so much going on right now in the world of local sports and beyond. And today I am going to give you all an update as it pertains to what happened yesterday, as the Lansing School District has decided to cancel all fall sports. There will be no fall sports, at least for this year. At least for this year. And that is news that certainly shocked many people yesterday, especially when you consider that the Michigan High School Athletic Association has not come out and said there will be no fall sports. Now, you're going to get my thoughts in just a moment on whether or not this is the right decision, on whether or not this needs to be done to ensure the safety of our youth who are in high school, and also to ensure the safety of those who live in the Lansing School District and who have a little one. Well, I shouldn't say little one. We're talking about high school kid who have a high school student who play sports or is involved in other extracurricular activities, who could possibly get infected with COVID-19 while participating in those things and bring that virus home. So you can pretty much feel, based on the tone in which I said that, you can pretty much feel out where I land on this topic. But I'll hammer home why I feel that way in just a moment. But that was the big news in the local sporting world yesterday. The Lansing School District deciding to cancel fall sports and extracurricular activities because of COVID-19 concerns, as the numbers continue on the daily, continue to rise and rise and rise. So we'll get to that. Also, today is the official start of Michigan State football preseason camp. Can you believe that? Yeah, Michigan State will be hitting the football field along with other schools out there for the first time, trying to iron out the wrinkles in hopes that college football will be around this season. Now, you guys know how I feel about that. I don't believe that we will see college football this fall. But right now, Mel Tucker and his staff is adhering to the schedule, and this gives Mel at least some kind of clarity when it comes to roster spots, hopefully. You know, he'll get to see these guys in preseason camp for the first time ever. So we all know, I mean, Mel Tucker coming into his first year right now, there's a lot of pressure. It's an unorthodox situation. It isn't normal, you know, when you come into the year when, you know, the way Mel Tucker did, Mark D'Antonio leaving during the week of signing day and the fiasco that was finding Mel Tucker and trying to convince him to be the next head coach. And, you know, after a first failed attempt, Bill Beekman and his staff tried and tried again. Mel Tucker said yes on the second go-around, and he really hasn't been able to find some kind of groove in his first season, seeing as though we are in the midst of a pandemic. And we probably won't see college football at all this fall. So I'll give you my thoughts, though, on the start of fall camp. Mel Tucker actually held a press conference via Zoom yesterday with our with my fellow media members and myself. And it was weird, but kind of cool just to get back in the frame of mind of some kind of normal mindset, because usually at this time of the summer, I mean, I would be going to fall, you know, preseason camp and interviewing Mel Tucker as a group. You know, he would, you know, just like Mark D'Antonio, you know, he would talk to us before practice begins. And then practice would begin. We would stay around for maybe like the first five sessions, which are very, very short before they start to get into the thick of things. And then later on that afternoon, you know, other coaches and players would be available to the media. So it's just a different time, man. It is really a different time. And, you know, what really didn't hit me until, you know, I look back at some of my older shows yesterday was that, you know, Michigan State football starting preseason camp right now at the beginning of August. I mean, this is when it usually begins. So I'm tripping. You know, I thought that, you know, it just feels like we are so behind schedule right now in so many different areas of our lives, especially in the sports world. You know, the calendars are off. It's so weird still seeing the NBA bubble and knowing that the NBA finals will be on my birthday month in October instead of taking place back at the beginning of the summer, right? So it's a weird time. Schedules are off. But right now, college football, this is when preseason camp usually begins. So I'll give you my thoughts on what Mel Tucker had to say yesterday, and we'll comb through some things when it comes to this upcoming year for MSU football, if they were to have a season. And then I'll hit you with Reflection Friday, and you know, where we look at the week that has been, and I'll comment on Tiger Woods at the PGA Championship. I watched every single stroke of his posted 60, I believe it was a 68 for Tiger Woods in round one out in California of the PGA Championship. Looked good. You know, he had some moments, but he looked overall, it was a solid round for him. And, you know, he will tee off around 5 p.m. today, and I'll be glued to my TV then. So from 5 to 9, yeah. You won't be hearing from me, those who are close to me and usually talk to me on the regular. You won't be hearing from me. But I'll give you my thoughts on Tiger Woods in his round one at the PGA Championship. I'll comment on the NBA season, and also I'll further expound upon what will kids do this fall in Lansing. That's a big question, right? So, a lot to get to, so little time. If you would like to be a part of the hour, you guys know you can't call us on the airwaves live, but you can leave us a voice message. Just pick up the phone and dial 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Leave us a voicemail, and I'll roll that in on next week's Current Sports. You can also weigh in courtesy of good old social media. You can tweet us at WKAR News. You can tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. Or you can leave us a comment on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News. But you know what's next. Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. All right, as I mentioned, the Lansing School District announced yesterday evening that it will be canceling all fall sports, as well as any extracurricular activities. Now, the district held a board meeting, which was open to the public via Zoom, and cited player health and safety as the primary concern that forced that difficult decision. So the district had already announced earlier in July that it would be implementing a 100% virtual return to school, which is scheduled to start at the end of this month on August 31st. Schools within the Lansing district include Lansing Eastern, Lansing Everett, and Lansing Sexton. Now, the Michigan High School Athletic Association plans to make a decision on regular season competition for football, girls volleyball, and boys soccer on August 20th. And I don't know why the MHSAA just doesn't come out and just cancel fall football right now. I mean, it just makes no sense right now. And I do believe that the Lansing School District is making the right decision here, and I'll explain why later on. But this was the big news coming down the pike, and I get it. You know, this is going to make it very difficult on a lot of different parents out there, you know, trying to keep their son, daughter, niece, nephew, cousin engaged and productive, because we all know that being involved in extracurricular activities and fall sports and sports in general, there are so many benefits in it, you know, to steal a line from my late grandfather and my grandmother. You know, it keeps you out of trouble. Keeps you out of trouble and keeps you productive, right? Right? So I'll give you more thoughts on that in just a moment. Also, as I mentioned already, the MSU football team opens preseason camp today, just more than a month after players reported to campus for voluntary workouts. Positive COVID-19 test for a pair of staffers led to 14 days of quarantine for the entire program. Now, that isolation ended on Wednesday. Close attention will be paid to how the players are physically handling the workload as they ease their way back into a full practice, all while implementing new safety measures that have been dictated by the training and medical staffs. So practice is going to look a lot different due to COVID-19. This is what Tucker had to say yesterday during his virtual press conference via Zoom. Quote, "Our first four practices will be modified practices. Because of the time off that we've had coming out of quarantine, there'll be a lot of walkthroughs mixed in with breaks and rest time extended throughout practice. We do have a target load that we want each player to hit, and we are going to monitor that throughout practice. We have those loads prescribed for each practice to continually, gradually build our players up so that we can at some point go full speed, tackle with scrimmage, and create game-like situations so we can be prepared for the game. But initially, our first few practices will look a little differently than what they would in the past." So, yeah, you won't see like full contact and going all out and going through all these plays to begin these practices right now. It's going to be slow walkthroughs, trying to get these players back in shape, all the while trying to be safe and social distance as best as possible. So the Spartans now have less than a month to figure out that depth chart, led by determining who starts at quarterback. It's a crowded battle behind center right now as junior Rocky Lombardi, sophomore Theo Day, and redshirt freshman Peyton Thorne all battle it out. So a lot of question marks there. More on the start of Michigan State preseason camp in just a moment. And you know what? Right as I am recording this, I am getting breaking news right now that another Michigan State football player has decided to opt out of the upcoming season. It's being reported that Jordan Reed will sit out the 2020 season due to COVID-19 concerns. Jordan Reed is a starting offensive tackle for the Michigan State football team. Jordan Reed actually posted this to his Twitter page. I'll read it word for word here. Quote, "After thoughtful talks with my family, coaching staff, and academic advisors, I have decided to opt out of the 2020 football season. I will be graduating in December with my undergrad degree and plan on coming back to MSU for my fifth year. Due to all the uncertainty in regards to COVID-19 and personal family experiences, I feel this is the best choice for me during these tough times. I would like to thank Coach Tucker and Coach Kapilovic for being understanding and supportive during these times. With that being said, I wish my brothers the best of luck this season as I will be cheering them on. I look forward to what the future holds and can't wait to hit the ground running next season. Thank you. Go Green. Jordan Reed, number 55. So another MSU football player deciding to sit out this upcoming year. I told you earlier this week that that Jacob Panishuk has decided that he will also not be playing this upcoming season. So, and this is what you're going to have, right? You're going to have players who are looking at what's happening in our nation, are looking at the number of infections rise by the daily, and say, look, man, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. You know, I brought to you the story of Brady Feeney, who is young, seemingly healthy. He's an incoming University of Indiana football player, and his mother put out on Facebook her concerns and noted how he is struggling. There are so many unknowns when it comes to COVID-19. Do you really want to risk it right now? Do you really want to risk it in a season that is going to be, you know, not your normal season? It's not really worth the risk for a lot of different players. Simple as that. And, you know, I totally get the decisions of these young men. I just don't know how you can have a college football season. Also, you know, yesterday, one of, you know, the top, if not the top wide receiver in all of college football, Rondale Moore of the Purdue Boilermakers, he came out and said that, look, man, I'm not playing this upcoming year. It's best for me to prepare for the 2021 NFL draft. He came out and put out a statement on his Twitter page to all of Boiler Nation, and he won't be playing this upcoming year due to concerns of COVID-19. Just too many uncertainties right now. Totally understand it. So I think we'll continue to see more and more names come out and make this known that they won't be playing this upcoming year until college football just says, look, man, we're axing it. We just can't do this. It's too risky. These players don't get paid. We can't do this. All right. Okay. So that news broke while I'm here on the, while I'm here recording. So I wanted to pass that along. That was pretty timely right after I talked about Michigan State beginning preseason camp. All right. Harbaugh, the snitch. Michigan and Ohio State will meet in the horseshoe if there is a college football year on October 24th in the upcoming college football season. But their head coaches aren't waiting to exchange strong words. During a conference call among Big Ten coaches on Monday, Michigan's Jim Harbaugh reportedly interrupted Ohio State's Ryan Day and accused the Buckeyes of breaking rules regarding on-field instruction. Harbaugh asked Day about a photo that purportedly showed Buckeyes assistant Al Washington working with Ohio State's linebackers. NCAA rules don't permit on-field instruction until Friday, so until today. This is what Day told Harbaugh, according to Bucknuts.com. Quote, "How about I worry about my team and you worry about yours? Yeah. This reportedly happened. During an Ohio State team meeting later on Monday, according to Bucknuts, Day told his players that the Wolverines better hope for a mercy rule this season because his team was, quote, going to hang 100 on them. Oh, I love this. I love rivalries that have a lot of hate, that have a lot of dislike, that have a ton of competitiveness just injected in their veins. I love this. I love this. I have no problem with this. Ryan Day and Jim Harbaugh going at it. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, man. I wish we could see college football this fall. All right, and speaking of the University of Michigan football program, the Wolverines come in at number 15 in the preseason Amway coaches poll. That's fourth highest in the conference behind number 2 Ohio State, number 7 Penn State, and number 14 Wisconsin. So, you know, this is powered by USA Today Sports. The poll is determined by a panel of head coaches at FBS schools, which is chosen by random draw. Each coach submits a top 25 with a first place vote worth 25 points, second place vote worth 24, and so on. Now, the Wolverines debuted at number 7 in the 2019 poll and ended the season ranked number 19th. After posting a 9-4 record, their lowest ranking last season was number 20, which occurred twice. First after a 35-14 loss to Wisconsin and then after a 28-21 loss at Penn State. Michigan graduated over a dozen starters and had 10 players selected in the NFL draft in April, one short of tying a program record, actually. Several key players returned on both sides of the football, including receivers Nico Collins, Ronnie Bell, right tackle Jalen Mayfield, defensive ends Quiddy Payne and Aiden Hutchinson, linebacker Cameron McGrone, and corner Ambry Thomas. The Wolverines are entering their sixth season under coach Jim Harbaugh, who has a 47-18 record during his tenure. All right, in a letter to ticket holders on Thursday, athletic director for the University of Michigan, Ward Manuel, he has asked for donations to help the athletic department combat, quote, a historic financial challenge as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is what Manuel wrote, quote, giving the anticipated loss of revenue due to limited or no fans at our games, our department faces an unparalleled level of financial uncertainty. As a direct result of COVID-19, we budgeted $61 million less in revenues this year, which could easily double if the decision is made not to play any sports. In addition, we are also facing significant costs related to safety returning our student athletes and staff to campus with coronavirus protocols in place. Additionally, if fans are allowed to attend games this season, we are ready to implement significant measures to safety and welcome them to our facilities safely. In Thursday's letter, Manuel asked ticket holders to consider, quote, converting your previous preferred seat contribution / season ticket payments toward a tax-deductible gift to the Champions Fund. How about that? The athletic department is offering several benefits to those who convert payments to a tax-deductible gift. During a meeting with the university's Board of Regents on June 25th, Manuel projected a $26.1 million deficit for the 2021 fiscal year, which began on July 1st, based on operating revenues of $135.8 million and operating expenses of $161.9 million. Wow, that's a lot of money, right? The expected shortfall, of course, is due to the pandemic and expected declines in revenues from spectator admissions as sporting events either occur without fans or have limited attendance. So Ward Manuel basically asking the season ticket holders, please help us. Please throw us some change because we are going to lose a ton of it this upcoming fall. All right, remember the whole Detroit Tigers and St. Louis Cardinals fiasco as the Cardinals had an outbreak due to COVID-19? Well, the Tigers had most of the week off thanks to those postponements of that home-and-home series against the Cards. Major League Baseball is now at work in trying to revamp the schedule and still get those games played. The results, barring any further postponements, came out yesterday as Major League Baseball announced the rescheduled dates for nearly two dozen games postponed in the past 2 weeks due to COVID-19 breakouts. Monday through Thursday's Tigers-Cardinals series, which at one point had been turned into a four-game series at Comerica Park with a doubleheader in the middle in both games, getting home field advantage for two games, that has now been split into two doubleheaders in August and September. Each doubleheader will feature two games of seven innings per the MLB's new rule adopted last week. So those games right now will still be played just in a format of two doubleheaders in August and September. All right, and finally, a third Lions player has opted out of playing this upcoming year. This time it's center Russell Bodine. He is the latest addition to the list. The NFL's Daily Transaction Wire brings word of Bodine's decision to join defensive tackle John Atkins and wide receiver Geronimo Allison, exercising the right to opt out of this upcoming NFL year. Bodine is on a one-year contract with Detroit and was set to make $910,000. His contract will toll to the 2021 year. Bodine was a 2014 fourth-round pick in Cincinnati and moved on to Buffalo in 2018. He was traded from Buffalo to the New England Patriots late last summer, but the Pats waived him before he played a game with the team. So Russell Bodine is saying, nope, I am not playing this upcoming NFL year. Okay, that will do it for your current sports quick hit headliners. Again, multiple ways in which you can weigh in. Pick up that phone and leave us a voice message at 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Weigh in at social media by going to facebook.com/WKAR News. Weigh in anywhere there. Tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. As we hit this first break, I'm coming back and I'm asking all of you parents, or all of you out there who are, you know, aunts and uncles or cousins to a high school athlete or any high school student out there, what is your reaction to the Lansing School District deciding to cancel all fall sports and extracurricular activities? Do you think this is the right move due to what we're seeing right now in America with the pandemic numbers continuing to rise on the daily, with the whole debate about whether or not we should even have students in school this year because of the pandemic? And with this news, how will you keep your high school student engaged and productive this fall? We'll tackle that in just a moment. You are listening to the Friday edition of WKA. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, coming to you on this beautiful Friday. It is a really nice day right now. You know, I'm doing the show in my living room right now. Have been for quite some time since this pandemic hit. And, you know, I've kind of gotten into a groove now. And, you know, it is nice because I must say, you know, being in Studio S, you know, I haven't been here in a long, long time. But, you know, one of the complaints that I had, and I rarely complain. I don't really complain, but you know, being in Studio S, you don't have windows, you know, and, you know, doing the show right now, looking out the window, in my living room. It is kind of nice. Birds are chirping. The sky is blue. I'm not seeing a cloud in the sky. You know, I'm seeing a guy ride his bike right now. A woman to my right is walking her dog. Pretty nice, I might say. Pretty nice. All right, so happy Friday to you and yours. Let's just get right to it. Because the question that I asked before we hit that first break is a very important one. You know, I want to know how parents out there are feeling. I want to know how aunts and uncles and cousins are feeling as it pertains to those that they are related to or that they know who are high school students, especially parents out there. Your son or daughter, if they go to high school in the Lansing School District, so we're talking about Lansing Everett, Lansing Eastern, and Lansing Sexton, your son or daughter won't be able to participate in fall sports or any extracurricular activities for that matter. How will you keep them engaged? That is a reality now as the Lansing School District made this decision yesterday evening. That is your reality now. How are you going to keep them engaged, keep them in shape, keep their mind productive and engaged? Because it certainly is going to prove to be a challenge because of this. Now, I want to read a little bit of the statement from Superintendent Sam Sinacropi, who said, quote, "I know how disappointing the cancellation of sports and extracurricular activities may be for students, coaches, and parents, but the school district must make decisions moving forward that make safety our top priority. Unlike college and professional sports, where decisions are driven by money, our decisions about sports and extracurricular activities must be made with safety as our defining factor. We initially were optimistic and had a timetable and protocols ready for the safe return to school, including sports and extracurricular activities. But at this moment, we made the tough decision to cancel until further notice to be safe." That was the statement. And I agree with this move. Totally agree with it. You know, right now in America, we're having these debates, right? As we embark on what would be, in a normal year, the time of year in which we see our youth filling the hallways of high schools and elementary schools everywhere. This is not a normal year. The coronavirus pandemic has changed everything. Everything. As I've been saying for weeks, this pandemic has affected everyone in some way, shape, or form. It just has. You know, just yesterday, we even had our former first lady and Michelle Obama come out and say that I'm suffering from some kind of slight depression because of everything that's happening. The pandemic and what's happening in the White House and the senseless killings of people of color in our nation. I mean, it's just overwhelming for her. And it's just a wild time. You know, and right now, you know, in Ingham County, we have had about 1,500 confirmed coronavirus cases, 30 deaths in this county. In the state of Michigan, 94,819 confirmed cases. How many deaths? 6,508. In the United States as a whole, 4.89 million people have been confirmed as having COVID-19. And many health experts out there believe that that number is astronomically more due to how inefficient we have been as a nation when it comes to testing. And we've had 160,000 deaths and counting. And some health experts, believe that by the time we hit the end of December, we will see the death toll hit 300,000. I read a report this morning that more and more young people are being diagnosed with COVID-19 and are having not what was initially perceived, right? You know, people around my age, you know, I'm 29 going on 30 here in a few months. You know, Gen Z and my fellow millennials, it was previously widely spread that, okay, if you get it and you're young, you'll be fine, you'll recover. That isn't always the case, especially for young people who have underlying health conditions like myself. I mean, I suffer with asthma. But you're starting to see, I mean, because we're really still in phase one. It's still so early that we really don't know the totality of just how COVID-19 can affect the body, not just in the short term, but in the long term. And then I brought to you the story of Brady Feeney, the incoming University of Indiana football player who is really struggling right now. Previously healthy young man. His mom putting out there that Brady is struggling. It's a scare. Breathing issues and having to be hospitalized. And I mean, it's serious. It's amazing to me that I still have to open this mic up and explain to some people just how serious it is. Because, yes, there are still some people who aren't taking it serious and who believe that this whole thing is a hoax and it's being overblown and blah, 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 blah. I just don't get it. But for kids who have this virus and bring it home potentially to mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, it's not worth the risk. It's just not. It's just not. You know, I look at it and I say to myself, you know, how can you put the health of fellow loved ones out there at risk by sending your son or daughter to school? I just don't understand it. So I think it's the right move. I think it's the right move. You know, there are some that would say, okay, we'll look at other sports that are played outdoors. I mean, why do you have to cancel those sports? You know, I saw somebody bring up, you know, golf, right? Well, why do you have to cancel that? I mean, that's still not foolproof. You know, anytime, bottom line, whether you want to believe this or not, anytime you walk out of your door, you are exposed. And you could contract COVID-19. And for high schools out there, do you really want to be held liable if a child, if a high school student contracts COVID-19? It's a liability issue, right? Because I'm sure some parents out there are going to say, well, you told me it was safe. I had my son or daughter play and got COVID-19 and you made this happen. I'm suing you. I'm taking you to court. You just can't. It's just not worth the risk. It's just not. And that's why I believe the NCAA is going to make a similar move and are going to look at things and say it's not worth the risk. We don't pay these college athletes. is pretty cut and dry simple to me. Very simple. But you know, I'm not a parent. I want to really gauge how you guys are feeling about this. I want to hear from you, and I want to know, because this is the big thing. You know, there are going to be so many kids. You know, my mom and my stepfather, who live down in Florida, I mean, they're faced with this same thing. You know, they already, regardless of what the school district where they live, regardless of what that school district says about the return of kids to the classroom. You know, my sister is in high school now. They're going to homeschool my little sister, Loriana, regardless. But, you know, and she's very involved in dance and other things around school. And, you know, they're faced with this same decision, you know, okay, how do we keep Loriana engaged? You know, I talked to her the other day, and she's missing her friends and misses, you know, misses dance class and misses being involved. I mean, it's tough. I can't imagine being a kid right now. You're restless. You really are. And I think parents are going to have to get really creative, you know, and it's got to be really hard. I mean, it's tough on all different angles, because there are many parents out there who may have been laid off and not working right now, or many parents out there who have a job, and in order to keep food on the table, you got to work these crazy hours. So you can't be at home 24/7, you know, keeping your son or daughter engaged. I mean, that's tough. That is so, so tough. It is a trying time for parents and kids out there. And I can only imagine what many of you are going through. But I want to hear from you. I want you to use current sports as a way to vent, as a way to possibly comb through some solutions, and maybe help. Maybe you out there can help other parents who are really struggling with this right now. So please, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Call in, leave us a voicemail. We're rolling in. Or again, you can leave us a comment at facebook.com/WKAR News. You can tweet me at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News, and we'll talk about this, all right? We'd love to hear from you guys. All right, but in the meantime, I want to hit our final break. When we come back, I'll talk about the start of preseason football camp for Mel Tucker and the Michigan State football team, and we'll close things out with Reflection Friday. All right, we'll be right back. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. And just a few minutes left here in the hour. And, you know, I do want to touch upon the Michigan State football team and Mel Tucker. Mel Tucker, at 4 p.m. yesterday, from 4 to 4:30, he held a Zoom press conference with us media members. So weird and so different, but it was kind of cool seeing, you know, my fellow reporters and broadcasters here in the Lansing area on Zoom, seeing their faces virtually, you know, firing questions at first year head coach for the Spartans, Mel Tucker. And, you know, Mel touched on a variety of different things. Including how they are going about fall camp, fall preseason camp beginning, not really fall camp, let's just say it's not fall, preseason camp beginning today and all of the precautions that they will be taking. And I believe the season's going to be canceled, so let me not harp on that. If the season was to begin and actually play out, let's just switch our mindset to that for a moment, because there are many intriguing storylines for this upcoming MSU football year. You know, Mel Tucker in his first season, of course, that's the big one. And how do you measure success for Mel Tucker? I'm not expecting a lot. You know, I was talking with my fraternity brothers the other day, and I've been saying this: if they make it to a bowl game, if they were to reach 6 wins, that is performing above and beyond the expectations of many Spartan football fans out there. That will be glorious. But there are so many questions right now, and Mel Tucker trying to establish a rapport with his players in the midst of a pandemic where you really can't be too hands-on, you know, it's tough. So if anything, right now, preseason camp with Mel Tucker, you know, him being allowed to go out there and talk to his players and you know, put them through workouts. If anything, it is establishing a relationship with those who are on the team. You know, he's setting, you know, a foundation there. Even though this thing is gonna get the wheels blown off pretty soon, you know, you can use this time to build that relationship and really kind of evaluate just a little bit of what you got. You know, Mel Tucker let it be known yesterday on that call that everybody is starting with a clean slate. He does not care what players did in the past. Everybody has a clean slate. Everybody has an opportunity to write or rewrite what they've done in the past on the football field and off of it for some, I guess, right? So I love this. You know, Mel Tucker, you know, he left Colorado after one season for this 5-year, $6 million deal with Michigan State. You know, he's definitely going to have some pressure on him because, you know, he's getting paid a lot of money. But I think that the majority of Spartan fans out there realize that this isn't a normal circumstance and are going to cut him some slack, at least for the first two seasons that he's under the helm. And the big question, my goodness, the QB decision. The most important position on a football field. You know, what's going to happen now that Brian Lewerke is not under center? And we all know Brian Lewerke had such a weird, that was a weird tenure behind center for Brian Lewerke as the starting quarterback for Michigan State, right? I mean, that was a tenure that was filled with so much promise at first for Brian, right? NFL-type throws, consistency, and then Brian Lewerke gets hurt, and Rocky Lombardi has to come in, and Rocky holds down the fort for a little bit. You know, chance of Rocky at Spartan Stadium, I believe, you know, during that Purdue game, that Purdue win. And then the coaching staff rushes him back. He's not totally healthy, throwing on a bum arm and not able to make throws. And then when he is supposed to be healthy, he's just not the same player. So, you know, now will it be, you know, Rocky Lombardi? Will it be Theo Day? Will it be redshirt freshie Peyton Thorne? That's the big question. The defensive overhaul as well. I mean, there's a lot of turnover when it comes to that Spartans defense. Just a lot of question marks right now. And it's pretty unfortunate that we won't get the answers to those question marks until 2021. All right, a quick reflection Friday, folks. Tiger Woods, I think, is going to win the PGA Championship. You're probably like, Al, are you crazy? Come on, man. Come on. But I have to say that I'm the biggest Tiger Woods fan in the world, and he looked good in round one. He'll tee off around 5 p.m. today. I'll be glued to my television. And the NBA season has been incredibly entertaining. Shout out to Adam Silver. 3 straight COVID-19 tests in the NBA that have yielded zero positive tests. That is remarkable. Everyone maybe should be taking notes from Adam Silver in the NBA right now. All right, folks, I want you all to have a great weekend. Please be smart, be safe, and as always, be easy, people.